The Film Salon is an ongoing monthly film series created by Charles Horak that is devoted to the screening and appreciation of classic and important works of cinema. Its goal is to expose audiences to films, foster discussions, and build a community of cinephiles and enhance our understanding of our moving image heritage. As a matter of fact, tonight, the Film Salon will host a screening of 49th Parallel at 6:30 at the Alamo Drafthouse. Here to tell us about the series and what's on tap is Charles Horak. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Good morning, Marina.
So before we jump into the future, let's talk about what you've been doing these days with the Film Salon.
Thanks. We've been on a great ride. We're past our 16th anniversary, and for the last 2 years, we've been at the Alamo Drafthouse. So we've built up the audience. It got me to finally create a website, do the Facebook thing.
Make it official.
That's right. That's
it only took 16 years for that?
Only 16 years. I'm old school, right? It takes a while to teach me new tricks. But it's been wonderful because the Alamo has been a great host for us. Obviously, having food and drinks in the theater is great. And we've added a lot of new members that seem to be recurring now. So we took our very faithful, great group of folks and have added to it. So it's wonderful. We're using bigger theaters. And it's great to see these classic films on the big screen. As you know, for most of those 16 years, we've focused on American classic cinema, though occasionally we dip our toes into foreign titles. And that's certainly the case with our new fall-winter lineup. But we've just wrapped up a very exhaustive series looking at the pairing of Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, two great Hollywood icons that made 9 films together. So we just finished up that series, and we're launching a new one that I'm really excited about. I think most people know who Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy are.
I think you're correct about that.
But our next series, I wanted to do something a little more off the path, though these are great films. I think a lot of people don't know the name Michael Powell or Emmerich Pressburger.
I think you'd be right about that.
Yes?
Are I mean, I definitely don't know who those two are. Well, but you will tell me.
These are not American filmmakers, but they are English filmmakers. So they are in English. So it's not quite foreign films. But these are two amazing British filmmakers. Michael Powell began making films in the 30s, a lot of B-movies in Britain. And we've not watched a lot of British films. But when I poll people, you know, who were the top British directors, they often will start with Hitchcock, even though half his career was here in the U.S. They might mention David Lean from Lawrence of Arabia and Bridge on the River Kwai and Dr. Zhivago, films like that, or even Carol Reed, who made the great Third Man. But really, you could make an argument that Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger made some of the greatest British films ever made. And certainly that's the opinion of Martin Scorsese, who I think without early in Scorsese's career and really up until the present, he has been a champion of the films of Michael Powell. And it's probably thanks to him and his film foundation, which has restored a lot of Michael Powell's films, that people even know of these films, if they know of them at all.
How did you come across Michael Powell?
I think the first Michael Powell film I saw was in college. I roomed with a number of RTF or radio television film majors, and they
types.
Would bring stuff home, right? I was in the architecture school, but they'd say, hey, we have to watch this film tonight. So I think it was The Red Shoes that somebody showed me. And then when Scorsese restored The Red Shoes maybe a decade ago, I programmed it at the restoration at the Plaza Classic Film Festival, and to see that on the big screen was a revelation. So what's interesting about this and why I'm doing it too is that we rarely see a partnership like Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger. Emmerich Pressburger was a Hungarian Jew who worked in the 30s in the German film industry, and then with the rise of Nazism, he immigrated to Britain. And he and Michael Powell, when they came together in the late 40s to work on a project, just really hit it off. And for pretty much the next 2 decades, the two of them partnered, and most of their films have the credit written, directed, produced by Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger, which is really unusual in the cinema to have a collaboration like that that lasts as long as that. So Emmerich Pressburger would usually come up with the initial story, the first draft of the script. Michael Powell would work on the final draft of the script. They'd both weigh in on the directing duties, and they both produce their own films. But we're going to survey 5 of their films, particularly from the 1940s, which beginning with 49th Parallel tonight at 6:30, which was an early film of theirs, just before they hit their stride. It's a great little film. It's sort of a war film, a thriller, a propaganda film. It's about some Nazi sailors who are marooned after their U-boat is sunk off the coast of Canada. And at the time they made the film, the U.S. was neutral. Mm-hmm. We had not entered the war yet. And so these Germans are trying to find their way across Canada to America where they can go back home.
Right.
So they're looking for safety in America. So this was this was a British propaganda film trying to egg on American audiences of the threat that the Europeans were facing in this war. So it's a fascinating film, and it's got a great cast. Laurence Olivier's in it, and Leslie Howard, a number of other notables. David Lean, who would become a great director himself, edits the film. It's a marvelous black and white film. And then, so that's tonight. And then next month, you know, we meet on the first Saturday of every month at 6:30 at Alamo. Next month, on December 8th, we're going to skip things up.
Okay.
The first, there's a conflict. So for the first time in a number of years, we're going to meet on the second Saturday of the month, December 8th, and watch The Life and Death of Colonel Blimp, which is a film from 1943, which is sort of a old British colonel looking back on his life from the Boer War through World War I, World War II, and this unusual friendship he has with a German soldier. A little controversial in 1943,
sure.
Given that there's a semi-positive portrayal of a German
right.
in this film.
In that time, yeah.
But it's also looking back at colonialism. It's him not only recounting the adventures of his life and the wars he's fought in, but it's also surveying the evolution of British society over that period from, you know, the turn of the century to the early 40s. So it's a really fascinating film. And one of their early color films, which are they became most known for as we move through the 40s. In 1946, we're going to show on January 5th their film A Matter of Life and Death with David Niven, which is this fascinating psychological portrait, maybe spiritual portrait, kind of leaves it up in the air, but it's about a bomber pilot returning from a bombing raid over Europe, and he's really shot up. His plane is going down. He's communicating with an American radio operator in Britain trying to get home, and he's forced to bail out without a parachute.
Oh.
And he comes to alive somehow.
Okay. Well, it's the movies. That's how.
And there's a relationship that goes on, and there's this really interesting line that is straddled of whether he's hallucinating all of this, whether he's the product of some miraculous supernatural event that he's still alive, that there's some other explanation. It's a really interesting film with David Niven and also in color. And then we're going to end in February and March with two films from 1947 and 1948, Black Narcissus and The Red Shoes, which will knock your eyeballs out. They are so beautiful. They are two of the most amazing Technicolor films ever made, I think. And Martin Scorsese certainly thinks. He oversaw the restoration of those films, and the transfers are gorgeous, but very different films. Black Narcissus, Deborah Kerr, and a bunch of nuns at a monastery up in the Himalayas.
Nice. No, so you move away from the military
yes.
motif and go straight to nuns.
Very. Still, you have a psychological motif because there's
okay.
all sorts of temptation going on. There's some really dark undertones to it, but you know, it's this West meets East. It's got these women who have taken a vow being challenged by the terrain and the society and the culture that they're now in. There's a lot of longing underneath it, but
sure.
it's an amazing film and a beautiful to look at film. And then, as I mentioned, we're going to wrap up in March with The Red Shoes, another eye-popping film. The reds and the blacks in this film are to die for. And that stars Moira Shearer in her first screen role as, I think it was based on Hans Christian Andersen tale, but it's kind of about the bargain you make when you give your life to art and the effect it has on your life. And in this case, she's a ballerina hoping to be the greatest dancer that ever lived, and the red shoes are her ballet shoes. So we've got a really interesting arc to look at these two collaborators, which I think a lot of people have not heard, but I do hope they'll come out because they're fine, fine films.
I mean, you had me at the last two. So the military motif is interesting, but the
yes.
last two are very interesting.
They're very interesting. And I would say even the military films, even though they're ostensibly about the military for those who don't get into those kinds of films,
mm-hmm.
they're about so much more. And that's right. really what set Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger's films, their scripts, their directing apart from a lot of people is their films are never about one thing.
Right.
They're so dimensional. They have so many layers to them. I just know these are going to resonate if people come out and give us a try. So if you've never been to the Film Salon, you can go to filmsalon.org. You can see our whole calendar, obviously, through the website at Alamo. We usually get the tickets up about 3 weeks before.
Okay, perfect.
And when you're at the website, if they'll click on the subscribe button at filmsalon.org, give us your email. You'll actually get our newsletter, which is the first blast I send out to our regulars to say, hey, the tickets just went up. Get your favorite seats because you can pick your seats
at
the Alamo.
That's my favorite part about going to the
Alamo.
I mean, there's food and drink, but picking your seat. That I have my seats picked. I know which ones are my favorites. I think everybody else, you probably do too.
I do.
We won't talk about which they are. They're secrets.
I have to say, though, I've gained some weight from their shakes, their milkshakes.
Well, you know, maybe you can walk to the Alamo on your way to the
That's
film
right.
salon.
Park all the way in the corner
yeah,
of the
exactly.
parking lot, so you have to burn a few calories in and out. But I do thank them for their support, and the community has been wonderful rallying around the Film Salon, so it just shows that there's an interest still in these great films.
But it's not just that. I mean, you know, you take great care in curating them and in thinking about what journey you're going to take us on. So somebody that doesn't know, we don't need to worry about it because Charles Horak has it covered.
Well, I'm all about education. And so I do take the opportunity that we do a brief, you know, 10-15 minute introduction to every film to set up some of the background and to enrich the viewing experience. And then afterwards, we'll have some wrap-up comments and some Q&A from the audience. And over the years, the audience has gotten really astute and asked great questions. So I always enjoy that.
You trained us well.
No. Right back at you.
Well, today my guest has been Charles Horak. He is the creator programmer of the Film Salon. You can see him tonight with a screening of 49th Parallel. That's at 6:30 at the Alamo Drafthouse. And then you can jump on board and be a part of the whole series through March. And then we'll see whatever you cook up for the next one.
It's already cooking.
All right. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Maria.